I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. This year's cruise ship season in Southeast Alaska never got underway because of the pandemic. No boatloads of tourists, no tourism, right? Not quite. One sure sign that visitors are making their way to Juneau again are the bright red shopping bags of the Alaska Shirt Company. The Rose family from Portland is shopping for gifts in the big seasonal souvenir shop.
The bear poop. I mean, every 10-year-old boy wants...
Do you think
something regarding poop?
That one too, or something?
Yeah.
The Alaska Shirt Company mostly sells inexpensive knickknacks, like Alaska-themed t-shirts, totem pole refrigerator magnets, and novelty bear poop keychains. Heather Rose grew up in Juneau. She originally planned to visit family here and take in the 4th of July festivities. Those were canceled, but she says there's still stuff to do.
I was surprised, and we've had a blast, an absolute blast. We've gone hiking, we've pulled crab pots. We've done this, just walking around downtown, probably this is our third day, so there's been plenty for us to engage in. It's actually a good time to travel here, because there is more to do. Feels like we own the town.
Next door, there's another seasonal shop open with high-end gifts. Sunny Harjani manages the family-owned Blue Diamond Jewelry Stores. Between Juneau and Ketchikan, there are four. Harjani says it was a tough decision to open two of them this year, but Juneau is his summer home. And they've been in Alaska for over 20 years.
It's been very, very different. It's been much more quieter, so we're not seeing that much movement here.
He says he's not sure locals even know they're open. It's not as obvious as the brick-and-mortar storefronts, but some tour operators and summer attractions are up and running too. Wesley Bowe is giving free mini-tours at Glacier Gardens. His parents started the meticulously landscaped attraction. It's known for its surreal, upside-down trees whose roots are used as hanging flower planters.
Yeah, our whole.
So what would this be like in a normal year?
Really busy. Really, really busy. We would have Tuesdays, we would probably have 20 buses at least.
It's just me and one other person on the walking tour today. Later, they restarted golf cart driving tours at a discount. Debbie Rash of Chino, California, is visiting Juneau for her third time. She's got a guided 6-day jet ski tour around Southeast Alaska coming up.
Dangerous Water Adventures is now offering the experience of a lifetime.
Of course, the water's not the only danger this year. Rash says COVID-19 and the related travel mandates weren't deal breakers.
It's all doable. Life goes on.
Once she's on her jet ski, she isn't too worried about the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's all outdoors and we're all on our own ski, so we're all away from each other. Yeah.
The tour company's website shows their trips are sold out through most of August. Adventure Bound Alaska is running limited capacity boat tours to Tracy Arm to spot wildlife and watch glaciers calve into the sea. Before travel restrictions were relaxed, Midgey Moore of Juneau Food Tours started putting together subscription boxes of locally made goodies that can be sent to people who couldn't come to Alaska this year.
Our motto is, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
She's restarted in-person restaurant tours too, but with smaller groups than when cruise ships come in. There are some common threads among who's reopening.
The smaller operations seem to be doing a little bit better for those independent passengers that they will be taking out.
That's Liz Perry. She runs Travel Juneau, a nonprofit that markets Alaska's capital city as a travel destination. Based on calls to her office, Perry says there are two types of travelers making their way up. Resolute independents.
They are a fairly determined lot, we have found. When they call the office, they say, you know, this is the year. We've been planning this for a long time. Tell me how I get from point A to point B.
And friends and families of locals. Perry says there was a flurry of interest when Alaska first relaxed travel restrictions, but it's fallen off as COVID-19 cases surge around the country. It's too soon to know if this scaled-down tourism market will be viable as the pandemic drags out, but Perry says Travel Juneau is developing a Safe Cities campaign, a set of protocols businesses can opt into that lets everyone know they've got a plan for operating safely. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.